Welcome to the Real Things Podcast. I'm Gary Kelly, and I'm here with the Cassinetti behind the Cassinetti Realty Group. And Andrea was going to share her experiences back in the dark days of real estate, the early 2000s, with short sale, etc.
Yep.
Because I've known people that have gone through it. I've known people where you walk into their house and they're selling cabinets and they're like, might as well. I can get a couple of bucks. I just thought that was harsh. Why would you do that? And their view is, well, the bank's taking it anyway. Why not? Right. So tell your story.
So
thank you for telling your story.
Of course. I'm not shy about telling this because if it can help one person, I mean, I was probably 30 years old. Was I 30 yet? I lie about my age all the time, so who the hell knows? I was in my 30s, but I've always been self-employed. So we were talking about mortgages and how to get a mortgage back in the day when they had no income verification. So I remember sitting down with the guy from Countrywide.
They didn't even check if you had a false.
Nothing. I didn't even think I showed my license.
Yeah, it was really, I was surprised.
Right, but I didn't know any better. I was young, I was clueless, I was, you know, psyched to build a house in Shrewsbury. And oh, I've made it, I've hit it big. So I signed my life away and the guy's like, all right, you know, we'll write in your income and we'll write in everything you need. And here's your loan of $750,000. I'm like, great. You know, my mortgage was probably, I don't know, $4,000, something crazy. So life goes on, you know, the market was at the height, market starts to crash. So we're like, oh God. Okay. So, you know, I'm like, now what happens? Now I had no real estate experience. I had only bought one other house when
What were you doing for work at that point?
I was self-employed with my tanning salons and spas.
Okay.
So being self-employed, as you know, that is also shaky. Up, down, up, down, up, down.
I'm not going to say it's shaky, but you had income. But, you know, I don't think anyone's, you know, you never heard Donald Trump say, I made all my business in tanning.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. I wasn't getting to be a millionaire in tanning. So, right. You know, and again, tanning back in the day was great, but you know, in relative terms, no, hence why I got out, you know, years later. But so market starts to drop and drop and drop. Then the mortgage companies start to crumble and then the market officially crashes and we're like, oh God. So I remember my insurance agent, he's like, what are you gonna do about your house? And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, what's your house worth now? And I'm like, oh, I have no idea. So now business started to slow down considerably. And I actually went through a breakup at the time too. So now I'm like, okay, now my business has cut in half because he takes half, I take the other half. My mortgage is in my name only. And my monthly nut is, you know, $4,000.
Was he on the deed?
No.
Okay.
I was smart.
No,
we weren't married. So I said, you know what? This is my property. We, you know, so now everything officially crashes. So I had a friend that was in real estate and I was like, what do I do here? You know, now I'm single. I'm in this humongous house by myself with my dogs. You know, he's like, well, you should consider selling. I was like, what's it worth? He comes back. Now, mind you, I owed $750,000. He goes, I hate to tell you this, maybe $500. He goes, and the fact if you keep paying every month on this, he goes, you're never going to get ahead here. And I was like, what does that mean? So he said, call Bank of America. At the time and try to do, you know, a loan modification. I said, great, maybe they'll work with me. They'll see that my income's in half. No, Bank of America said, you need to stop paying your mortgage in order for us to even look at you doing any type of loan verification. I go, wait. And I was a stickler for having immaculate credit, everything, all bills paid on time. They said, no, you absolutely need to stop paying for 3 to 6 months. So I was like, oh, okay. I took the advice of my mortgage company. So then the foreclosure notices started coming every day. So now I'm like, holy crap. Like now I'm losing everything. Now I'm like, now that's when I, literally as an adult, I got anxiety, like legit anxiety. So foreclosure notices daily, phone calls. And I'm like, but wait, Bank of America told me to stop paying. I don't know what to do here. So I talked to a financial advisor and got some guidance from someone, you know, outside of the transaction. And he said, honestly, he goes, you need to try it. They wouldn't approve me for the loan modification. So I'm like, he goes, they said, you have to sell. I said, okay. So we put it on the market. I'm like, where am I going to go now? My credit's now crap because I stopped paying my mortgage. You know, luckily I had some money in the bank, but how long does that last? So I was like, okay, we're going to, now being in your home when you're doing a short sale or about to get foreclosed on is the most unnerving, uncomfortable, anxiety laden experiences of my entire life. I can literally put myself back in there and I'd be sitting in my living room every night going, I've literally lost everything. And you think that your life is over and it's the end.
Did you cry at all?
And I'm not a crier.
No.
It was bad. No, you know how I'm like a hard ass. It was bad.
Yeah, but you know something? When everything you've got is at risk.
Yeah, you're watching it go.
You gotta cry.
I think I was even past the point of crying.
Maybe only for a minute.
Yeah. I'm not people that know me, I'm kind of a hard ass. But I think I was past the point of crying. I think I was in shock because you're literally watching everything I have worked since I was 20. I bought my first business at 20 years old. Literally going out the window. So I'm like, okay, I got to pull up, you know, my boots and figure this out. So people are coming in the house and, you know, I was like, it was just surreal, to be honest. Finally, people come and they bought it at $450,000. So I'm like, okay, so I owe $750,000. The bank is sort of approving $450,000. But now my financial planner is like, you need to file bankruptcy. He's like, you're never going to get ahead. And I was like, wait, how is this? Like, I was in such shock that it was actually happening.
And then you get a tax form saying, oh, look at all the money you got.
All of it. Listen, so, you know, I was like, I'm going to take your advice. I filed bankruptcy, literally lost everything, had to start over. And then having that on my credit for however many years it was, like 7-9 years or something. It was an awful few years. And then I'm moving around to renting. I had two huge dogs and, you know, it was probably one of the most traumatic points in my life. And people say it's only money. It wasn't even the money aspect of it. It was the fact that I had worked my ass off for so many years to try to build a life on my own, you know, not having a partner that, you know, contributed and all that. And then it's just all gone like that. So then I was determined, you know, once I got into real estate that I was going to do what, no matter what it took to educate people so they fully understood the do's and the don'ts and what the potential pitfalls if you make a wrong decision in purchasing a home. And that was literally my mission. You know, and then literally I think it was 6 months ago that bankruptcy finally is off my credit. My credit's 840 right now. And, you know, to me it's like, I'm not really a numbers person, as you know.
You're driving a Cadillac.
No. And my dogs are in that car. You know that. I'm not a materialistic person, but I'm a point of, I work for a reason. You know, I want to make money so I can give money. You know, the more I make, the more people are going to benefit from it. But the most important part is educating and having people trust me enough to say, like, hey guys, I'm an open book. This is my story. I don't want you to make any of the same mistakes that I made. You live and learn.
Well, thank you for sharing your story.
Of course. To be continued. I'm sure there's a million more we can talk about.
Thank you all.
Thanks, guys.